Stripping and wrapping his towel around him, Bean headed for the showers with the others. But Dymax stopped him at the door. "Let's talk," he said.
"What about my shower?" asked Bean.
"Suddenly you care about cleanliness?" asked Dymax. So Bean expected to be chewed out for stealing passwords. Instead, Dymax sat beside him on a lower bunk near the door and asked him far more general questions. "How are you getting on here?"
"Fine."
"I know your test scores are good, but I'm concerned that you aren't making many friends among the other kids."
"I've got a lot of friends."
"You mean you know a lot of people's names and don't quarrel with anybody?" Bean shrugged. He didn't like this line of questioning any better than he would have liked an inquiry into his computer use. "Bean, the system here was designed for a reason. There are a lot of factors that go into our decisions concerning a student's ability to command. The classwork is an important part of that. But so is leadership."
"Everybody here is just full of leadership ability, right?"
Dymax laughed. "Well, that's true. You can't all be leaders at once."
"I'm about as big as a 3-year-old, said Bean. "I don't think a lot of kids are eager to start saluting me."
"But you could be building networks of friendship. The other kids are. You don't."
"I guess I don't have what it takes to be a commander."
Dymax raised an eyebrow. "Are you suggesting you want to be iced?
Do my test scores look like I'm trying to fail?"
"What do you want?" asked Dymax. "You don't play the games the other kids play. Your exercise program is weird, even though you know the regular program is designed to strengthen you for the battle room. Does that mean you don't intend to play that game either? Because if that's your plan, you really will get iced. That's our primary means of assessing command ability. That's why the whole life of the school is centered around the armies."
"I'll do fine in the battle room," said Bean.
"If you think you can do it without preparation, you're mistaken. A quick mind is no replacement for a strong, agile body. You have no idea how physically demanding the battle room can be."
"I'll join the regular workouts, sir."
Dymax leaned back and closed his eyes with a small sigh. "My, but you're compliant, aren't you, Bean?"
"I try to be, sir."
"That is such complete bullshit," said Dymax.
"Sir?"
"Here it comes," thought Bean. "If you devoted the energy to making friends that you devote to hiding things from the teachers, you'd be the most beloved kid in the school."
"That would be Ender Wiggin, sir."
"And don't think we haven't picked up on the way you obsess about Wiggin."
"Obsess?"
Bean hadn't asked about him after that first day. Never joined in discussions about the standings. Never visited the battle room during Ender's practice sessions.
"Oh, what an obvious mistake. Stupid."
"You're the only Launchy who has completely avoided so much as seeing Ender Wiggin. You track his schedule so thoroughly that you are never in the same room with him. That takes real effort."
"I'm a Launchy, sir. He's in an army."
"Don't play dumb, Bean. It's not convincing, and it wastes my time." Tell a useless and obvious truth, that was the rule.
"Everyone compares me to Ender all the time because I came here so young and small. I wanted to make my own way."
"I'll accept that for now because there's a limit to how deeply I want to wade into your bullshit," said Dymax. But in saying what he'd said about Ender, Bean wondered if it might not be true. "Why shouldn't I have such a normal emotion as jealousy? I'm not a machine." So he was a little offended that Dymax seemed to assume that something more subtle had to be going on, that Bean was lying no matter what he said. "Tell me," said Dymax, "why you refuse to play the fantasy game."
"It looks boring and stupid," said Bean.
That was certainly true. "Not good enough," said Dymax. "For one thing, it isn't boring and stupid to any other kid in battle school. In fact, the game adapts itself to your interests."
"I have no doubt of that," thought Bean. "It's all pretending," said Bean. None of it's real. Stop hiding for 1 second, can't you? Snapped Dymac. You know perfectly well that we use the game to analyze personality, and that's why you refuse to play.
Sounds like you've analyzed my personality anyway, said Bean.
You just don't let up, do you?
Bean said nothing. There was nothing to say.